I'm very happy. I mean, I didn't expect too much from the selection. I wasn't very well prepared, and it was a last-minute decision to put my name forward. But I'm very happy with the result, and I'd like to thank all my voters. And, yeah, but we've still got a lot of work to do. We haven't given up. We didn't do too well in the selection, the Green Party, but we still have to keep fighting for climate change. So we'll be regrouping and building up again.
Is this the last we've heard of Nuala Carr, or will you be putting yourself forward for future elections? Because obviously 5 years now to build, 5 years to establish yourself as a local voice. Is that an opportunity you're going to take? Will we hear more from you in 5 years' time?
Well, I don't know whether I'll be leading the fight or not, but I'll be behind the scenes anyway. I'll be hopefully doing some of the work, and we'll see in 5 years. I'll not commit to anything at the moment.
The Greens were in government and made a very strong contribution to the last government. Do you think the Greens are suffering now because, to a certain extent, some of the malaise about the current government has been visited on the Greens, and there's been even a perception that, in one way, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael sort of tried to throw them off the bus in the past couple of weeks before the current government came to an end?
Well, I'll not get into that kind of thing, but there is definitely... I mean, they did an awful lot for a small party in government. They did great work. And at the exit polls, I think it showed that people were saying that there's still a lot of work to be done for climate change. There was about 80% saying that there's still not enough work done and still more to do. So, yeah, I think, the Greens came out unfortunate in this case, but we'll get back up there.
There does seem in some quarters to be a perception that says, well, yes, we care about climate change, but we have to travel, but we have to have such and such a meal for our dinner, but we have to support such and such an industry. Do you think a day will come when those buts come back to bite us?
Well, hopefully not too soon, but I mean, if people are thinking of their immediate concerns, but if you step back and think about the bigger picture, I think everything's related. And you know, if we just can start taking steps towards climate change and think long term instead of looking at the immediate economic short-term goals, we can hopefully turn this around.